You betty, you betty, you bet.
Ooh.
That's right.
You betty, you betty, you bet.
Of course, that song has nothing to do with betting, but it does say you better you bet. And now we're talking about betting, so I'm using it. 720 WGN. Sam, how are you?
John Landecker, it's an honor to be here.
Oh,
my
you're
friend.
Lying.
You know,
you're lying through your teeth, because I was told by Ashley that you told her not to tell me how to pronounce your last name so that I could go on the air and goof it up, and then you would laugh at me.
That's true, but it's also still an honor here. So, funny story.
Yes.
I started my first radio job. I was an intern up the dial at 890.
Really?
I was 19 years old. I was interning for Roe, and that was back when Dick Biondi was doing the FM side.
Right.
And I know you guys go way back. We found out about 3 weeks after it happened that Dick used to sneak down to our floor and steal our sugar to put in his coffee. So, Brian Altimer, who still works at GM.
Oh, yeah. Brian's around here, man.
Filled the sugar shaker with salt. And Biondi, we finally caught him red-handed because he came out of the coffee room spitting salt out of his mouth.
I've never heard that story.
Oh, it's an all-timer, man.
But you know what? Doesn't surprise me at all. Radio people are unbelievably cheap. I don't care how much money they make. You mean I can go over there and steal some free sugar? Well, watch me go now.
We literally filled the entire shaker. We poured out all the sugar and emptied. I want to say we emptied. It probably took 100 salt packets to rip open, pour them in. But it was worth it for the bit, as you know.
Absolutely, as I do know. All right, so let's get to betting. All right? Because that's your bailiwick, right? Your bailiwick?
Yeah.
Right. First off, I get all these stats. 200 billion scrillion dollars was bet in the past 9 months, and blah, 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 blah. Who wins? Nobody ever publishes who wins anything. Does anybody ever win anything?
I would tell you that 2% of sports bettors win over the course of a year.
2%?
2%, that's it. And I speak to a handful of professional bettors on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And they don't win every week. They don't win every month. They try and grind out a profit at the end of every year. That's usually how you weigh your success. But, yeah, the truth of the matter is, and, you know, these sports books wouldn't tell you that.
Right.
2% of people who do it for a living win. Now, doing it for a hobby is different than doing it for a living. But of the people that bet every day for a living, 2% are successful.
Well, I am so glad I asked that question, because I never hear that. I mean, you can run down the statistics as to, you know, how much money was bet in Illinois, residents $11 billion since March 2020, $1 billion wagered in March 2022, $841 million in total sports betting revenue, $131 million in tax dollars for the state. I mean, needless to say, John, that's a lot of money, John Landecker. Yes, it is. I mean, it's become part and parcel of the entire sports world, hasn't it?
You know, I think one of the challenges, or one of the reasons that we do this, is because we as creatures, we want to be right about something. And that's not just when it comes to betting on a sports game, but when it's trivia at the bar, or when you're having an argument with your friend, you want to be right about something. So sports betting, I usually view it this way. If you're going to bet $5, $10, $20 a game, you want to go to a baseball game, you want to bet on the White Sox to win or the Cubs to win or whatever, it's that extra thrill of being at the game and predicting something correctly and getting paid for it. And, you know, I always tell the story this way. You could go to a movie. And now, hell, you go to a movie, now it costs you $50 for a movie and a popcorn and a Diet Coke. But you go to that movie, and you don't get that money back. But more than half the times at the movie, you figure out the movie before it's over. And the movies, a lot of movies stink. You can go to a sporting event and bet $20 on the White Sox. Uh-huh. They could be down 7-2 in the eighth inning, and they can hit a grand slam to win it at the bottom of the ninth. And you actually get your money back.
Yeah, okay. That's one way of looking at it. Or you could bet on the Cubs.
Well, you wouldn't do that this year.
I understand the analogy you are making.
Trying to make.
No. You're making it. I get it. Here's an opportunity to get your money back. But I heard it's almost like Bitcoin. someone said to me on the air, don't put any money in that you can't lose, that you can't afford to lose, rather. And wouldn't you say that that's a decent betting rule, too?
Well, I deal with cash, my friend, so it's a little different. It's tangible.
I don't mean whether it's tangible or intangible. You win it or you lose it.
Yeah, I guess, but I still, and I have friends that put so much money into Bitcoin, and I'm like, how do you know what Bitcoin is? And they're like, well, you know, it's this thing. It's digital. And I'm like, well, can you spend it? Well, kind of. So you're right. I mean, I think the uncertainty of the Bitcoin and the uncertainty for the average sports bettor, I think there are some similarities there.
Right.
But I know when I fund a sportsbook account or I walk up to a counter, remember, back in, 5 years ago, you couldn't log onto a cell phone and make a sports bet. You had to walk up to a window in Nevada and place a 50 on the counter, and then you get a ticket, and then if it wins, you get your money back.
Right.
Now we're just sort of sending money into the abyss, so I guess there are some similarities there.
So I got a text from Ashley that I think you sent of the...
Oh, White Sox Park.
Yeah, with the sportsbook on the Jumbotron?
Yeah, they just revealed that today. So that is
Caesars Sportsbook app.
So the White Sox were in Boston, where I live. They played the Red Sox this weekend. So that gave the White Sox organization time to get that fancy-ass sign on top of the left field Jumbotron. So now when you go to a White Sox game and you're looking for the score, there you have it in all illuminated letters.
Wow.
Caesars Sportsbook app.
Wow. Unbelievable. We'll do more. You can bet on it. Coming back next on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Good evening. I am John Landecker. It is 7:48. Thanks for joining us. We're on the line with Sam. I'm going to try to say his last name, Panayotovich.
Wow. First try.
Oh, well, I was practicing with the microphone off.
How many times did you practice?
I was like, panty? No, that's not it. No, I didn't. I got it. All right. So we're talking wagering, sports betting specifically, because Sam is the sports betting analyst for the New England Sports Network. So the sign... Well, I went up at Sox Park, and we'll be there forever. Meanwhile, on the north side, have they completed this betting parlor that's going to be right there next to Wrigley?
It's close. I know that it's close. Now, City Council has to put a couple things through, and you know how that process goes in this great city. But the plan there is to have a sports book, I believe it's DraftKings, right across the street from the Harry Carey statue, which would be right behind the center field scoreboard outside the building.
Right.
And you will be able to, and it's not inside the stadium because you think about the traffic. They want you to be able to bet if you're not going to the game. If the book is inside the stadium, you can only go inside when the stadium's open.
Yes.
So they'll put it right across the street. So it's more of an experience. If the Cubbies play on a Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, they will open that sports book at 10 o'clock in the morning, and they will shut it down at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. It will be there. And that's not the only one, Records. You know, we're talking about they're going to have one on the south side. They're building a two-story sports book at the United Center, which is where the Bulls and Blackhawks play.
Wow.
Eventually, the Bears are going to have one. Yeah, man, you're not going to be able to go anywhere and not see an ad or a sports book. That's just the way it is now.
But can't you just download an app and do all of this on your phone?
Yes, you can. But I think there's something about the experience of getting five or six of your friends, going to the old ball game, having a 12 or a beer and sitting around watching sports and then going into a game. I mean, there's, you know, people, when Pastor was struck down in May of 2018, and that's the Professional Amateur Protection Sports Act, you could bet everywhere. People are like, well, what's going to happen in Las Vegas? I'm like, well, Vegas is always going to be fine because it's an attraction for tourists. And it's big for events, the Super Bowl, March Madness, the camaraderie, people hanging out, betting, and throwing money around.
Right.
That's still true.
Yes, but all these other various methods of doing it are all going to coexist and everybody's going to come out a winner? I mean,
yep, the pie just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, man. The more avenues you have for it, the more it's going to happen. So, yeah, I mean, I think I saw a stat in the month of March 2022, 95% of the bets made were over a mobile device.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes to tell you that, yeah, you're right on there, that most people are going to bet, you know, in their pajamas laying on the couch with a bowl of ice cream.
Yeah.
But if you have the option to, you know, on the way to the ball game, and if there's a 120 start at Wrigley, you can walk up to the counter and make a better two at 12:45 and then go to the game with a paper ticket. I guess what we're trying to get at is that the more options you have, the more likely you're going to do it, right?
Yes. I guess that would be one way of looking at it.
Which sounds like it scares you.
Well, I'm not a bettor. I don't hate to say it. I just don't. I wager every day on whether or not I'm going to make it through a day. I don't know if I need to wager on whether or not I agree with the sports. Although I'm tempted. I got to say, sometimes I'm tempted. But
you see some of these numbers, too, and it's like, you know, the White Sox are 8-1 to win the pennant, so 100 wins 8. Or they're 18-1 to win the World Series. It's like, do you like the White Sox to win the World Series? I don't know. Well, 100 wins you 1,800. Ooh, I like that.
But wait,
so I think we...
That's now, right?
Yeah, right now.
Right, so right now. That's not next week or the week after.
Yeah, it's a future bet. So that's a bet that you can place at any point of a season, oftentimes before a season, and then those bets are all decided after the World Series. But if you wanted to wager on the White Sox now to win the World Series, it's 18-1. The number on the Cubbies, a lot higher. They're about 100-1. So 100 wins you 10 grand. I would not make that bet. That's also 100-1 is the same number on the Bears to win the Super Bowl. So $100 bet on Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears with a new head coach, 100-1 to win 10 grand. I would not make that bet with your money, my friend.
Right. The Chicago Bears regular season win total is 6.5 over or under?
Yeah, so 17 regular season games, you essentially throw out the number in your brain. My number is 4 or 5. So I'm under the 6.5 wins. Mm-hmm. That's the regular season win total. It's essentially you saying the Bears will win X. Do you have a prediction yet at this point in time?
Me? No. Mm-hmm. No. I don't. I just listened to OB rant and rave on the weekend, and that's as far as I go.
Well, if that's the case, you enjoy it, I assume.
Oh,
if
absolutely.
If you enjoy them going, you know, catastrophic on the radio, you should bet the under, because when the Bears are bad, the show is better.
Gotcha. Huh. I got to talk to you privately. There's some way. Do you consult people? You know, can I be a client or something?
Well, you can't be a client, but I would certainly consult you. I don't wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Just I'll have Ashley give you the bat phone.
Okay,
and, we can do this. You know, I think this would be off. You need to start predicting Bears games on Thursday night going into the weekend. You need to start.
You
doing
are that. Right about that.
I mean, you're going to say something wacky like, you know, the Bears are going to win, you know, 28-1 or something, which isn't even possible. Well, you should pick against the spread for like 2 minutes of your show and just keep track. It's fun.
It's fun. All right. You know, but wait, you know, I got to say something. I hate it when I see, like, if I watch Inside the NFL on whatever they're on now, Hulu, something or other. And it was just, you know, they're going to pick the games at the end. They're going to pick the line of the NFL games for that weekend. And instead of just saying win or lose, now they're doing, all right, well, I'll take the over, I'll take the under. You know, I'm like, come on, just tell me who's going to win the damn game.
I know. Look, there are a lot of people that aren't up to speed on it and don't really care for it. And I hate to break it to you, the money that these sports books are paying these networks is just astronomical.
Oh, I can believe that.
So it's not going anywhere. And I sent this to you earlier. You know, Ted Leonsis, who owns the Capitals and the Wizards and the Mystics, he spoke at a conference last year, and I'll never forget this quote. He said, "Sports betting and sports information businesses are becoming as essential as beer and liquor companies for professional sports teams." Oh. And that's a guy who owns 3 franchises.
I believe
and he
it.
Knows where the bread is buttered.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being with us, Sam. I hope to talk to you again in the future. Soon.
You know where to find me, man. It was an honor. Thank you.
You betcha. Thanks. Mm-hmm.